Devi Sumandhi channel, do you know what is the difference between a mozza and karamat? Ever wondered about the difference between mozza and karamat? It's a topic that often comes up with people debating. Whether these two terms are basically the same or have some real distinctions, so let's break it down. The untoward action which is impossible to perform and a prophet performs it to prove their prophecy and astonishes infidels is known as a mozza. Like reviving the dead or casually splitting the moon in two with a finger wag. Now, if these jaw-dropping feats are pulled off by someone like a wali, basically a friend of Allah, they are labeled as karamat. When you see a mozza, it's a litmus test for a prophet's realness. The power to pull off mind-boggling miracles not only leaves people wide-eyed, but also makes them utterly powerless in the face of divine might. In a nutshell, we can say that this divine restriction is a big deal. It ensures that those spouting false prophethood don't get mixed up with the real deal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never gives the false claimants of prophethood the power to perform mozzas. Otherwise, one would not be able to distinguish the difference between the true prophets and false claimants.